Sphinctum.
Yeah.
And they had that time to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you just jerk you up and give you a spanking, it hurts just for a little bit. And you might have a resentment or something in your mind, but now you have to, I'm going to get a whipping for what I've done. I don't know that unique way isn't the best. Mm-hmm. You have time to think of it.
Yeah.
You've heard of people commit murder and things being put in the jail. Well, I guess by now he's had time to think of what he's done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
A child out of wedlock, but if it's, you want to use a plain thing, a bastard.
Okay. Is there any joking name for it?
Yes, but I don't remember anything.
Did you ever hear Woods Colt or Volunteer Baby or Buzzard Egg or Bush Child?
Woods Colt.
You've heard that?
I had a grandson. He didn't marry until he was 27 years old. He's got a little son now.
Mm-hmm.
When he was little, he'd say something to him, what he's going to do. He got the word bachelor mixed up. He says, I'm going to be an old bastard. And we begin to think he was.
Your brother's son would be your what?
Nephew.
And a child that's lost both its parents is an
orphan.
And an orphan is looked after by its legal
guardians.
And all the people in town that are related to you, you'd say they are your
relatives, kinfolk.
All right, and if somebody else was named Hilton, but he was not in your family, you'd say he's no...
He's a different dog.
Well, you'd say he's no what to me?
No relation.
Okay. Suppose somebody came into town that nobody'd ever seen before, you'd say he's a...
He's a rank stranger.
All right, would you ever call...
He's a lost dog. If the good Lord don't know him no better than I do, he's a lost one.
Any other name for that? If he was from another country, what would you call him?
We'd call him an immigrant.
Mm. Would you call anybody a foreigner?
Yes, and I was kind of thinking about these, what is these you call these folks that go from place to place? They'll be up here gathering corn this winter and then come down and gather oranges and, transit
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm. What is the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Wait a minute.
Also the sister of Mary in the Bible.
Martha.
And in the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
No, not Nellie.
Yes, it is, uh-huh. And the first...
Talking about the quilt a while ago, one of the pieces of paper up there will be published a little bit later, telling about the different things. And they had a quilt and be wound up by seeing how long I'm seeing Nellie home.
What, is that a song?
And that's, you know, a quilt and bee, mm-hmm. where they made the quilts.
Mm-hmm.
They wound up the party by seeing Nellie home. That is a song.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The first of the four Gospels is?
Listed in the Bible is Matthew.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's not the one that was written first. And an old-fashioned term for a woman who conducts school is?
Teacher.
And there's an actor in old movies who played in westerns a lot. His first name is Gary
Cooper.
And if you knew a married woman by that name and you didn't know her first name, you'd call her?
Miss Cooper.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a carpenter who didn't do a very good job? He's a what kind of carpenter?
He's a lousy carpenter or a scab on the trade.
Would you ever say jackleg?
And, well, that's class for nearly everything, but the carpenter doesn't do a good job. A jackleg carpenter, you would work.